Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
Come on, say it with me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. And because he did it before, he can do it again. And God say, I'm going to do it again. If you learn to put your trust in God, stop trusting in people, stop trusting in groups, and put your confidence in God. Trust God to provide. Trust him to provide.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Disciples of Stewardship. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 11 through 18.
Now, God has been good. You lost it, but God is causing you to regain it. Thank him for it. Just thank him for what you already have. Be thankful. It is a discipline. And if you thank him for what you have, because you're a lot further than you really see it right now, God has brought you from a mighty long ways. Let's give him thanks for it. Everything, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything give him thanks. Thank him that your kids are alive. I got to bury a young 30-something year old that died on yesterday. My first member's middle son or youngest child died, found him dead yesterday, and I got to bury him. If your child is alive, you ought to give him thanks right now. She's got to come out of California to find her son that's laying up in a morgue right now. I don't know why you won't give God the glory, the praise, and the honor, because the devil is trying to kill our kids, but yours is alive. Give him thanks. It is an attitude of gratitude for what he's already done. He don't have to do anything new. I'm going to thank him for what I have. In everything we give thanks. For this is the will of God. Why would he want me to give him thanks when he hurts me like that? Why would he want me to give him thanks when my heart hurts? David said it like this: when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when I don't know what to do, have no clue about how to function, have no clue about how to, but when my heart is overwhelmed, take me to a rock, the rock that is higher than I. And there is a capacity and a distance between where you are and where God is trying to take you. And if you can see the measure, you know you can't get there on your own. But it is the thanks to God that gives you thrust, hallelujah, and a rocket booster to push you to the next dimension. You want to blast off? Your rocket booster is your thanks. So let's blast off. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Give him thanks, church. Come on, you're blasting off. You're blasting off. You're coming up. You're coming out of depression, out of anger, out of setback. You're moving to another dimension. Hey! Devil can't hold me down. I'm giving God glory. My stewardship is tied to it. My next status is tied to it. I'm coming up. Somebody's gonna catch it in a moment. You don't need me to preach to you right now. You know he's been good. Come on, give him thanks. When we give him thanks, we're talking about an attitude of gratitude. Say attitude of gratitude. An attitude of gratitude. We're way too mean in church. That's why we don't have no mother's board at Truth Revealed. Nobody sitting there with a white hat on looking at you mean. We don't need that no more. We need to have some gratitude up in here. If you're a mother in this house, you ever raised kids, you don't need to be mean to nobody else's kids. You need to have an attitude of gratitude. We don't need no mother. We don't need that. We need you worshiping just like everybody else. And we need you to give glory to God. We don't need no mean deacons up in here smoking stogies and doing all that other stuff and looking down on people. No, 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 no. We need an attitude of gratitude. People are already coming out of hell. They don't need to come in here and have U.S. Marshals up in here like nobody can attain the righteousness. We need to give God glory and thanks for what he's done. Give him thanks in everything. When you get a call that your son is in the morgue, give him thanks. I know that's difficult. Gwen, give him thanks anyway. We're going to help you when you get back from California. I raised that boy. But I hear God saying, give thanks. It's a discipline. You don't stop just because you have a setback. Come on, Joel. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. Do it every day. Learn to give him thanks. Sometimes you got to walk through your house and just look at it, man, and remember where you came from. Some of us are living better than we've ever lived in our lives, better than our forefathers. God just wants you to start having an attitude of gratitude. Things may not be 100%, but learn to give him thanks in all things. For this is the will of God for you. Hallelujah. For your daily living, not just for your future, but for the lifestyle that you have right now. Thank him for the blessing of life. The fact that you're still breathing. Thank him for the big things, but also thank him for the small things. Thank him for the obvious things, but also thank him for the infinitesimal things, the not so obvious, so minute that if you don't watch it, it will pass without anyone noticing. Glory to God. This is the steward's heart, the discipline. Stewards give thanks to God. The next time you get a paycheck, before you spend money, say, Father, I thank you. You know how many people are out of jobs? Do you know how many people have more bill than they have resources? Believe me, I'm beginning to dive into it. Do you know how many people are struggling to pay their rent? And even now, rent is going up. Affordable housing is just going off the charts. Thank you, Lord. If you have homestead exemption, that's good. But if you have two pieces of property, one of them will not have homestead, and the taxes on it goes up tremendously. Over $3,000 a year. So those who are leasing homes and all of that are raising the rent, because they got to pay that tax. With every level, there are new devils. But even in all of that, God wants us to give him thanks. You want the next level? With the next level is going to come new devils. But give him thanks anyway. He will take you. He will cause you to rise above it. Thank you, Lord. Discipline number two. Not only should we be thankful, but I believe God wants us to trust him. Here it is. Trust God to provide. Trust God to provide. Trust now is a fundamental concept that many of us jump past. I like to say trust is the offspring of time spent and walking in integrity. It is the little baby that's born in your life when you do the right thing over a period of time. It is very easy to kill and hard to revive. Many of us, let me say it again, it is very easy to kill trust and it's hard to revive it. It is very easy to kill vision and it's hard to restart it. That's why if you ever have a vision for your life, be careful who you share it with, especially while it's in an embryonic stage. Because the devil wants you to abort the vision. So he'll put somebody around you that will start talking noise to you. God gave me the name out of a vision, Truth Revealed. Right? When I checked it out, there was no church ever called that in the history of America. There was a revealing truth, and it's still there in Tampa, but not Truth Revealed. Truth Revealed. The Revealing Truth Ministry came out of Creflo Dollar's ministry and started over in Tampa, Florida. When I heard about it, we went over there and visited the service because I wanted to know what's happening here. I heard Truth Revealed. I don't want to copy nothing. Went over there. And Gregory Poe, when we stood up, he said, "Who are you?" I said, "Pastor of Truth Revealed." He said, "See me in my office." 2,000 members in the church had just started. Went into his office and he offered a relationship to me. Truth Revealed in Palm Bay, Revealing Truth in Tampa, and Creflo in Atlanta, Georgia. "We will come to Palm Bay with you and help you to get started. I've never done this, but man, connect with us and we'll work together." Creflo, his title, his name, come into your city. We'll all come and converge on you. I feel something with you, man. And if you join with us, we'll do this in Palm Bay. And I heard the Lord say, "Stand still. I'm giving you a distinct voice. Not a copy of anybody." And I love Creflo. I love him. I think he's one of the sharpest minds and teachers on the planet. But could you imagine Creflo up in here? We got a relationship. I'm at his house. He's at my house. And all of that, that was offered in our first year of ministry. And the Lord spoke to me and said, "Stand still." The same Lord that spoke to me and said, "It's called Truth Revealed," said, "Stand still." Now, some of you wouldn't be able to do that if that was offered to you, because you would say, because it's a large door, you need. But God says, "I'm calling you to a specific people." They're not going to be able to join with large ministries and mega like that. They are struggling. And if they did, they will get lost in the shuffle. Then I want you to speak truth to power and not just talk about prosperity every week. I'm not cutting nobody down because I love Creflo. But the Lord told me to stand still. You got to be able to hear his voice concerning you. "You mean I can ride on his private jet?" Yeah. "You mean I can go to your house?" Yeah. "You can come to my house now." Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of that. We will help you. We even help you with your sermons. What if that was offered to you? You want to criticize folk. What you want to do is learn to be a good steward of what he gave you. Do you hear his voice? You're not supposed to mail with everybody and do everything they do if you call to be distinct. You know how many times I judged myself and said, "Man, did you miss it? With all of the hell you're going through? If I could just call on Creflo, fly a jet in the Melbourne airport and he has an entourage come up in here and start teaching, you know people will come, right?" Yes, they will come. And he's corporate. But you may miss it because he wouldn't stand your attitude. You come in doing the stuff, and if you're not a tither, you're a robber. Some of y'all never would have come to church because God sent me to you. He sent me to you with your bad attitude. And over a period of time, he melts it away. Thank you, Jesus. And you ought to give him thanks. And you got to learn to trust him. When you can't trace him, trust him. Trust is the offspring of time. I had to learn to trust God that you're speaking to me about this too. I had a dream that someone broke into my house. When I got to the house, the door was jarred. They were cruel. They took something to break the door open. This is years ago. When I walked in, all of the furniture was turned upside down. They went through it like they was looking for something. I went into the room, turned upside down. I reached in my pocket, pulled out an identity card. I said, but they didn't get my identity. That's what they were after. When I came out of my room, Benny Hinn was inside of my house and he said, put this furniture here and put that furniture over there. They were renovating my house. Benny Hinn was giving direction. The next year, I go to Israel and I'm walking along the Via Dolorosa and I see somebody walk across. I said, that's Benny Hinn. I said, Benny! And he turned around like that. He said, yes. It was him. So I started running toward him to tell him about the dream. And his bodyguard stopped me. Wait, hold up. They wanted to check to make sure I wasn't loaded. He said, let him through. And I came to him and I said, I had a dream about you. He said, tell me about it. And I said, I saw you in my house after I was flooded and robbed. But they didn't take, he said, take a picture with me. Am I telling the truth? Take a picture with me. And here's my home number. Call me, man, when we get back to the States. And I had a desire to travel with him in the healing ministry. And he came across my path. And when I got home, God says, I don't want you to call him. I just want you to know that I can put you anywhere and with anybody at a moment's notice. That's the lesson I want you to get. Not to rub shoulders with nobody. I've given you a distinct anointing. When I got on the bus, when people saw me talking to Benny Hinn, 90% of them, tell him that my baby's sick. Tell him that my daughter left home. Tell him that I need healing. I was like, wow. If I rubbed shoulders with him, my church would grow, right? What would you do if you met Benny Hinn and he gave you his number? And people were coming to you like that. You could be a conduit to take them to the man. God says, I only wanted you to see. That any time I can take you and transport you where I want you to be. I'm watching it all. I can put you wherever I want you to be for my glory. Trust me. Don't put trust in people. Put trust in God. You're looking for people to move you, people to elevate you, people to lift you up when God said, I will do it. In a moment's notice. I can put you in the White House in a moment's notice. I can cause you to walk right in the same path with Trump in a moment's notice. I have you sitting in the same restaurant with the president right now in a moment's notice. I can turn your life around if you get your attitude right and your heart right. God told me some of you are going to begin to rub shoulders with people that you never thought you'd be in the same room with. What are you going to do? Be absorbed by them? Or did you find trust in God first? Are you going to try to blow on people and do what Benny Hinn does? Or are you going to slap hands like I told you to do? Are you trying to be a copy of anybody else? Or do you have your own voice? Trust God. Come on, he's been good to us for a long time. I'm almost done with this morning's message. He's been good for a long time. And all he's saying, I want you to trust me. I want you to trust me. I've been good to you for a long time. I've been good for a long time. I've been good for a long time. I've been real good for a long time. Why won't you trust me? Why won't you put confidence in me? Why are you still walking around in fear? Why do you have to see it before you can believe it? When I've been there for you, I took you from the sheepfold. I caused you to stand up against a Goliath. I gave you the victory with just a stone. When they tried to kill you and tried to hurt you, I allowed you to slip through. And you're going to doubt me now? You're going to doubt me now because you can't see me? When are you going to trust me? Come on, say it with me. God has brought me from a mighty long way. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost on that. And because he did it before, he can do it again. And God say, I'm going to do it again. If you learn to put your trust in God, stop trusting in people, stop trusting in groups, and put your confidence in God. Write it down and I'm out. Trust God to provide. Trust him to provide. Whew. I got to come back at 11 and finish it. There's 7 of them. I got 5 more. Trust him to provide. It's a fundamental concept, but it's hard for believers to do it because we haven't learned. We haven't learned to put our confidence based on time and integrity. God has been good. God has been compared to where you are and where you came from. You know he's been good. You're supposed to lose your mind. That's why if I don't praise him, I'll lose my mind. Because when I look over my shoulder, I'm not supposed to be here. I got to praise him. You want to see why I do what I do? Why I give him the glory? He brought me from a long way. I can't claim intellect. I can't claim fairness. I can't claim good looks. I can't claim that I'm a great preacher and that I have a great mind. He brought me from a long way. But it's easy for you to sit behind your desk and talk about what you got and how you're moving. You got to learn how to give him the glory and the praise and the honor. We messed up. We wouldn't even have our families. We wouldn't be if it wasn't for God. What does he have to do to get you to praise? Glory to God. Put your trust in God to provide. Practice the stewardship and watch him do the rest. Thank you, Jesus. When I met Benny Hinn, the Lord said, I don't want you to call his house and be running around the country so everybody can say you got his anointing. He gave me his number. Y'all understand? I had a dream that he was in my house. God said, I just want you to know that I can move you at any moment's notice, just like a pawn on a chessboard. I can pick you up and put you right there and you'd be blown away. Oh my God. And it's going to happen to some of you here. He's actually got you picked up off the board and he's moving you in the spirit and going to set you in the midst of some people. You're going to come back and tell me a testimony. God, oh my God, you're not going to believe. I was invited to this. I sat down with kings, people of great influence, multi-millionaires. I see it opening up. What you going to do, be absorbed or trust in God? God put you there. God put Daniel in the king's court. God put Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the king's court. God put servants in the king's court. There are people that God put around Solomon to be around the king. Hallelujah. Nehemiah was around Xerxes. You got to learn to know that just because you're around great people, that's not your identity. Your identity is in God. And if he did it before, he can do it again. Pastor Green is coming to close this out. I'm going out to sign my book or to sign your book and take a picture with me. But I want y'all to know that God is with you. There is discipleship and there is stewardship, and there is a discipline or disciple in stewardship, and you got to learn how to follow Jesus in your stewardship. And God will bless you. Can the church say amen?
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from the Disciples of Stewardship, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2202-2008. That's reference number 2202-2008.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. In preparation for the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season, it is time to save money on those much-needed supplies by taking advantage of the Disaster Preparedness Sales Tax Holiday until Friday, June 10th. Tax-free items include flashlights, lanterns, radios, tarps, and even items related to the safe evacuation of household pets. Abishai-inspired men, if you reside in Brevard area, Bishop Clark invites you to attend the extraordinary event for the youth, the Summit of Seven Boys and Men Conference, on Friday and Saturday, June 10th and 11th at Eastern Florida in Melbourne. This is a free event, and men are encouraged to gather at least seven boys and men ages 5 and older to participate. Check out the Truth Revealed mobile app for details.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You're listening to WWBC, 1510 AM, W234BI, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, 100.7 FM.